All right, so let's dive right in, shall we?
Yeah.
Today, we're taking a closer look at industrial engineering, but not just any industrial engineering.
Right.
We're talking about those really, like, really tough environments, you know, the places where just keeping things running smoothly. It's like a Herculean effort, a real testament to engineering, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, just think about places where nature really throws everything it's got at you.
Oh.
You know, scorching heat, freezing cold, corrosive chemicals.
Yeah.
We're talking about locations where both people and machines have to be incredibly resilient,
Yeah.
right? Just to survive.
Absolutely. And speaking of resilience, one thing that popped up a lot in our research for this deep dive was this idea of custom solutions.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, are we talking about like completely unique designs for every single project in these really harsh environments?
Yeah, pretty much. You see, off-the-shelf solutions, they just don't cut it when you're dealing with these really extreme conditions. You know, imagine trying to use a standard piece of equipment in, say, sub-zero temperatures up in the Arctic,
Oh, yeah.
or on an offshore oil rig that's constantly vibrating.
Right.
Each environment has its own unique set of challenges, and engineers, well, they've got to think outside the box, get creative to overcome them.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, like designing a spacesuit for an astronaut. You wouldn't just send someone into space with like a generic suit, right? I mean,
Exactly.
every single component has to be like meticulously chosen to withstand those extreme conditions.
Precisely. And just like with those spacesuits, these custom solutions often involve really cutting-edge materials and technologies.
Oh, I bet.
For example, in extremely corrosive environments, you know, like you find in deep-sea oil drilling,
Yeah.
engineers are using they're using special alloys and coatings that are designed to prevent the equipment from just, you know, deteriorating really rapidly.
Mix. All right. Are there any like specific examples of this kind of innovation that really come to mind?
Absolutely. One that I find fascinating is the use of self-healing concrete in those Arctic pipelines.
Self-healing concrete.
Yeah, you see the extreme temperature swings up there? They can cause normal concrete to crack and weaken over time. But researchers have actually developed this concrete that can, get this, repair itself.
Whoa, no way.
Really? Yeah, they use these special bacteria that produce limestone when cracks appear. Pretty ingenious, right?
That's amazing. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, right? Self-healing concrete.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Wow. It really seems like engineers in these fields are constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Oh, definitely.
What about, you mentioned those offshore oil rigs earlier.
Right.
How do they handle that constant, you know, battering from the waves and the wind? That must be a huge challenge.
It is. Vibration is a major issue on those platforms. It can cause fatigue in the structure, and in some cases, even lead to really catastrophic
That's
failures.
scary.
Yeah, so engineers have developed these sophisticated vibration dampening systems. They use a combination of springs, dampers, and sensors to counteract the movement of the platform.
So it's almost like they're giving the rig a sense of balance, right?
Exactly. It's all about maintaining stability in an inherently unstable environment.
So to kind of sum it up, it sounds like these custom solutions, they're really a blend of
Yeah.
robust materials, clever design, and all these advanced technologies,
Right.
and they all have to work together seamlessly to withstand those harsh conditions.
Precisely.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds for engineering in these kinds of environments. What do you think?
Well, we're already seeing technologies like AI-powered predictive maintenance systems, you know, systems that can actually anticipate problems before they even occur.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is, and the development of new materials like self-healing metals and these ultra-strong composites, that's going to lead to even more resilient and innovative solutions, I think.
Definitely. So for those of you listening out there, here's something to ponder. What other emerging technologies might play a role in, you know, shaping the future of engineering in these harsh environments? Could it be like 3D printing on site to repair damage? Or maybe robots that can carry out maintenance in those really dangerous conditions.
Yeah, those are definitely possibilities.
The possibilities are really quite exciting, aren't they?
They are. Who knows what the future holds?
Exactly. All right, well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to join us next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.